This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 412 for Monday, May 30th. ICE canola futures are lower on Monday amid light volumes of trading due to the United States markets being closed for Memorial Day. The July canola contract is down $1.60 at $1,186.20 per ton. New crop November loses $2.80 at $1,073.40 per ton. There's pressure on canola coming from declines in European rapeseed, but there's a little bit of support from small gains in Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are swinging higher, with a spillover helping vegetable oils. Alberta reported on Friday that spring planting across the province reached 73% complete, with canola seeding at 64% finished. The prairie weather forecast is calling for scattered showers for drought-stricken southern Alberta. Meanwhile, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the soggy eastern prairies are to receive more rain, further slowing seeding progress. As the U.S. greenback weakens, the Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 79 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.51. With Memorial Day, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will postpone most of this week's reports by a day. This includes the export inspections and crop progress reports normally released on Mondays. Despite India banning wheat exports due to lower-than-expected production, a number of countries are requesting to buy wheat from it. With no wheat exports out of Ukraine, countries such as Bangladesh, Egypt, and Jamaica are among the interested buyers. Strategy Grains is projecting the European sunflower crop to come in at about 10.9 million tons, up 5% from last year. Rapeseed production is to increase 7% at 18.2 million tons. France reports 99% of its corn crop is planted, and it rates 91% good to excellent. However, the French wheat crop continues to decline, losing 4 points at 69% good to excellent. Due to dry conditions, the French wheat crop is down 20 points over the last 3 weeks. Ukraine says spring planting is almost complete throughout the country. It's estimated the amount of area planted is about 35.1 million acres, down 22% from last year. That's a look at the ICE futures for Monday, May 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.